the facilities of WSOC in Charlotte, North Carolina, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in offering another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Direct from the Charlotte Armory Auditorium, we bring you Stan Kenton's creative music of contemporary design. We assure you'll enjoy these expressions in the jazz idiom and find them refreshing. Now, here is Modern America's man of music, your conductor, Stan Kenton.
I feel that was a wonderful introduction. It happened just as it was supposed to have happened. Everything has taken place, and another concert miniature here is underway this evening. And we have quite a surprise because we have not let the people know listening in what we're going to play. And neither have we let the people in the room here know what we're going to play. And do you fellas know what we're going to play? Neither does the orchestra know. I'll try to give you a clue as to what's going to start this evening's concert miniature, fellas. You must listen closely. This is a composition that has no vocal. There's a trumpet solo by Connie Condoli in it. Bill Russo and Frank Rossellino play trombones alternately. Dick Moldonian plays an alto saxophone. It was written a short time back by Bill Russo. Do you know what it is? Sure you do. It's called Sweets. Stan, take it from me and start pushing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Somehow this year, at the beginning of the year, the orchestra had 13 new members come into the organization. There was a great deal of talk about it, and there's a great deal of concern. Now the number has changed from 13 to 14, and it's customary on this show, Mr. Burgess is a trombone player. He sits right in the middle of the trombone section. Did you know it's customary, Bob, on the initial broadcast here for a new member to come to the microphone and say hello?
Hello.
Thank you. Very nice hello. You know, some of the guys are egomaniacs. They go into a speech, but I'm glad that you are going to kind of be conservative about the thing. Bob, it's always interesting to have the people know where your home is. Where'd you come from?
Centralia, Illinois.
Centralia, Illinois. But we found you in New York.
Well, I was playing up there at that time.
You're playing in New York, but you're from Centralia, Illinois.
That's right.
You know what happens here with new guys? When you come into the orchestra, a new member, he always inherits certain things that have been going on within the organization for some time. And I want to give you something this evening. I'm going to present you with a number that we'd like very much to have you play.
Thanks,
Dave. Of course, you know what I'm talking about because we rehearsed it, didn't we? We did rehearse it.
Yes, we rehearsed it.
Yes. There's a composition that we did with the Innovations in Modern Music Orchestra a couple of years ago, Bob, that was played by a soloist in the orchestra, Bernhardt, and it's a thing that was recorded, and it was a very important record. Since then, Bob Fitzpatrick has played it, and now that you've come into the organization, we believe that you're going to do the most exciting job yet on it. Am I selling you or what we've written?
I don't know.
Bob Burgess, we give you now the orchestration and the background. You create the solo for Bill Russo's Solitaire. Thank you, Bob Burgess. It's great. You know, there's an old saying, there are some musicians and then there are artists. We congratulate you. You're an artist. The guy came back also to New York last week after an absence of some 6 or 8 months. We did a rather unusual thing. We asked him to play a solo without hitting high C because he's mostly known for the notes above high C. But this evening, we wanted him to play something that he's been identified with, associated with, and the composition here at the moment has to do with Maynard Ferguson, the guy that creates so much fire with a horn. Here's the thing that he has recorded. It's been pretty famous in his category, his particular repertoire of works. Maynard Ferguson, What's New?
Maynard Ferguson, the thing that's so closely associated with him, What's New? Here's a number to depart from the screaming sounds for the moment. It was set a mood with a lovely song. Sal Salvatore guitar, some mood sounds, some trombone by Frank Rosolino, some rhythms by Bagley, and Levy. Gentlemen, Laura.
Something lighter for the moment was Laura here. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we played a concert in miniature from Montreal at the Seville Theater in Montreal, Canada. We played a portion of a composition that we mean to finish this evening because time would not allow. We played the first section, we'll say, of the composition that we call a concerto to end all concertos. Tonight, we're going to satisfy a lot of demands, and they are demands. Here is the second portion of the last half of the concerto to end all concertos. Trombones. Concerto and all concertos. There's nothing happier than a beat here. Trombones, will the five of you stand up, point toward the front microphone. A light, happy thing here called intermission riff. Harmon, can you come over here a second?
Yes, Van.
You know, they say there are a lot of different kinds of improvisations. Some people improvise with paint. Some people improvise with a horn. In jazz, we call it jamming. Taking a solo. Just kind of feeling free and using a lot of the freedom and a freedom of speech. I've given you the clue here. Harmon, how free can you be with the words? Start improvising.
Well, just one improvisation. We'd like to say how much we've enjoyed having you here. It's really been a pleasure. We've thoroughly enjoyed your music. We hope you'll return again real soon. Ladies and gentlemen, NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception of America's music, jazz. Music as fresh as today and as new as tomorrow. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Charlotte Armory Auditorium through the facilities of radio station WSOC in Charlotte. Next week and each week thereafter, NBC's Stan Kenton Concert will return to its regular time, 10:35 to 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Consult your local newspaper for the exact time in your city. Join us next week, then, for another Stan Kenton Concert in miniature with modern America's man of music. This is Armand Bodie speaking, and this is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.